The Torah introduces the story about the search for a wife for Yitzchak with a very interesting pasuk about Avram. It says, "Va'Avraham zaken ba'yamim, va'Hashem beirach et Avraham bakol." So earlier this week we spoke about the beginning of the pasuk, zaken and ba'yamim, but let's speak today about the last word. God blessed Avraham with everything. The Gemara in Baba Basra daf tes zayin amud bet speaks about what the word bakol, everything, meant. Did it mean that he had a daughter? Did it mean possibly other things? But if you look at the continued references in the Torah to this word, one can suggest that it's part of something bigger. In the end of the parsha, before Avram's death, it says, "Vayitein Avram et kol asher lo li Yitzchak." Again, this kol that Avram had that he passed on. And if we look in the ensuing parshiot, we see the reference to kol by Yitzchak and Yaakov as well. In Perek Chaf Zayin, when Yitzchak wants to bless Esav, he says, "Bring me food, v'ochal mikol b'terem tavo, and I'll eat from everything before I go on, before I come to the next world." Similarly, when Yaakov meets Esav upon his return from Lavan's house, he asks Esav, "How are you?" And Esav says, "Yesh li rav, I have a lot." But Yaakov says, "Yesh li kol, I have everything." What is the meaning of this kol that appears by each of the avot? So the Gemara in Baba Batra that I referenced earlier, the Haftar Zayin Mebed, after it speaks about the different interpretations by Avraham, it then puts together the kol of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and says, there are three people who had a taste of Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. And that is the three avot regarding whom we have this reference to kol. Similarly, the Gemara says there were three people that the Yetzer Hara did not have control over because they had this element of kol. Now, these three kols become a central part of our benching. We talk about the kol of Avraham, the bak mi kol of Yitzchak, and the kol of Yaakov when we say Harachmon Yivarachoti, etc. Kemoshin is Baruchu Avoseinu Avraham Yisrael Yaakov, bakol mikol kol. So there we make the reference to the three. Later in benching, we also focus on kol when we say Vidor Hashem lo yachzeru kol tov. And each of the earlier brachot in benching also have this element. Hazanet olam kulo betuvo, hu noten lechem lechol basar, mefarnes lakol, meitiv lakol, hazan et akol. Umefarnes otanu bechol yom, uvechol eit, uvechol sha'a. V'yala kol Hashem Elokeinu yizbarach shimcha b'fi kol chai. V'harvach lanu Hashem Elokeinu mehera mikol tzaroteinu. Hamelech hatov v'ameitiv lakol shebechol yom v'yom. And finally, v'rachamim v'chayim v'shalom v'chol tov u'mikol tov li'olam al yechasreinu. Why is this emphasis on kol so prevalent, and what does it mean? So Rashi tells us beautifully. On Yaakov's statement of Yesh li kol, he says, kol sipukai, everything that satisfies me. There are people who have so much, but they never feel like they have everything they want or everything they need. Esav has a lot, but he doesn't have everything. Yaakov may not have everything, but he has everything that he desires and really needs. And we say this in one of our brachot in the morning. Most of the brachot are in present tense. Malbesh arumim, pokeach ivrim, matir asurim. There's one bracha in past tense. She'asali kol tzarki. That Hashem has made for me everything I need. One of the keys in life is understanding that everything we need, we have, and everything we have, we need. Alex Trebek, the great host of Jeopardy, passed away this week, and he said, life is not about getting what we want, but wanting what we get, which is along similar lines. The Sfat Emet, in many places in his commentary, explains that this feeling of feeling like you have everything emanates from having a strong relationship with Hashem, having that trust in Hashem, and realizing that everything you really need He'll give you, and that the truth is your relationship with Hashem already gives you that already. This was the strength that the Avot had as forerunners for us in setting the Jewish DNA. This is what we are focusing on in benching when we're meant to appreciate how much we have in our lives and to appreciate that we have everything. And this is what the Gemara in Baba Batra means when it says that it's a taste of the next world, and it frees us from the Yetzer Hara. In the next world, we realize that this is what's set, and this is what's meant to be. To feel that way in this world, and to not be driven by the need for things we don't have, pushed in us by the Yetzer Hara, is a critical part of being happy. So many of us right now are missing so many things that we think are basic and needs for ourselves. To realize that not everything we want, we need, and that Hashem has already created for us everything we need. When we appreciate that, maybe Hashem can bless us with more as an extra blessing beyond the basic needs He's already given to us. Shabbat Shalom.